Okay, friends, today we are reading Disney's Animal Stories book. We are reading the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth story in the book, which is called The Jungle Book, The Bear Necessities. And I happen to know that the original Jungle Book was written by a man named Rudyard Kipling, but this adaptation, I believe, is quite adapted. Let's just lean on that word, from the original.
And today's
story is read by Mommy and
Link,
the great hero of legend, with his master sword. You guys, it's really impressive. Are you ready for another story, Link, about another boy who does wonderful things? It's going to be amazing. He doesn't have a sword, though. He has something much more interesting.
Let me guess.
What?
A bear.
A bear. He's on it. That's right. Are you ready to go with me to the jungle? Let's do it. Yes? Whoop.
You betcha.
You betcha. All right. Come here. Let's do it. Deep in the jungle, there was a man cub crying in the tall grasses. When Bagheera, the panther, found him, he brought the boy to a wolf den. The mother wolf willingly took in the baby, Mowgli, and raised him with her cubs. However, Shere Khan, the tiger, returned to their part of the jungle. Mowgli was not safe anymore. The wolves decided that he must return to the man village. Bagheera arrived to take Mowgli where he belonged. The boy climbed onto his back, ready for adventure. They ran all day.
"Shouldn't we turn back now?"
the boy asked sleepily, but Bagheera shook his head.
"We're not going back this time," the panther told him.
Mowgli wanted to stay in the jungle.
"I can take care of myself," he insisted.
Bagheera laughed.
"You wouldn't last one day," he said,
as he pushed Mowgli up a tree. Kaa, the snake, was watching them. While Bagheera dozed, Mowgli looked into Kaa's eyes, hypnotizing him. Then, as he wrapped his coils around his young victim, Bagheera opened his eyes. So, here's a fun fact. Kaa is, do you know what kind of snake he is? He's a boa constrictor. And I don't know if you remember, we've talked about this before, but boa constrictors, they swallow, they squeeze their prey, their whatever they're going to eat, with their coils, and then they swallow them whole. So, believe it or not, he was going to swallow Mowgli and put him in his tummy if Bagheera doesn't stop him. So let's see what happens. Kaa! Roared Bagheera, and the loud noise roused Mowgli. Kaa was not happy.
"You just made a very big mistake," hissed the snake,
but Mowgli pushed his coils off the branch before he could hurt Bagheera. Thump, thump, thump. The rest of Kaa's long body followed the coils to the ground. The next morning, Bagheera was ready to continue the journey, but Mowgli was stubborn. He held onto a tree trunk and wouldn't let go. The panther had tried to pull him, but Mowgli kicked his feet until Bagheera fell into the water.
"I've had it," cried the panther. "You're on your own."
Mowgli walked away.
"I don't need anyone,"
he thought as he sat in the shade. Baloo the bear was dancing nearby, but Mowgli
didn't want company. He even punched the bear when he came too close.
"Pitiful," said Baloo.
And then he taught Mowgli how to fight and growl like a bear. The boy smiled at his new friend.
"You're gonna make one swell bear,"
promised Baloo. The man cub liked being a bear. They scratched their backs on trees and looked for food. Baloo sang as he tossed Mowgli a melon. Mowgli even floated down the river on Baloo's belly, like a surfboard. Suddenly, monkeys grabbed Mowgli. Laughing in the trees, they tossed him back and forth. Baloo tried to catch him, but the monkeys were fast. "Put me down," yelled Mowgli, but they carried him away to their king. Baloo didn't know what to do.
"Help! Bagheera, help!"
the stunned bear shouted. Can I just say this? One thing that I would really not like is to be picked up by some monkeys. Mommy does not like monkeys. And the idea of being picked up by a monkey and tossed around.
Well, if you had the master sword, you could chop their arms off.
Oh, goodness. I would not want to hurt them, though, right?
But I have a sword.
That's true. Link does. He does have a sword.
So I would just cut that branch off.
Oh, there you go. That's smart thinking. You could do that, and then they would all fall.
Yeah.
Smart thinking.
Funny.
Yeah. All right. At the ancient ruins, the orangutan, King Louis, wanted to make a deal with Mowgli. If Mowgli taught Louis how to make fire, then King Louis would keep Mowgli in the jungle. "But I don't know how to make fire," said the boy. King Louis didn't believe him. He sang and danced around Mowgli, trying to convince the boy to confide in him. Do you know what it means to confide? It means to share something, a bit of information, with someone else that maybe is information not commonly known to other people, like maybe a secret or something important that shouldn't necessarily be shared. Okay. When Bagheera and Baloo arrived at the ruins, they saw Mowgli dancing with the monkeys. Bagheera told Baloo to create a disturbance, and then the panther would rescue the man cub. Baloo dressed up like a large female monkey. He danced with the monkeys and sidled up to the King Louis, but his disguise fell off. The monkeys weren't about to let Mowgli go without a fight. Soon, however, the ruins crashed down and Baloo had deposited Mowgli safely with Bagheera. Later, as Mowgli lay sleeping, Bagheera convinced Baloo that the man cub wasn't safe in the jungle, especially with Shere Khan waiting to pounce on him at any moment. Baloo knew that Bagheera was right, but he...
Shere Khan.
We haven't seen him yet in the book, but hold your pants, because guess what's going to happen on the next page? We're going to see him, yeah. So I mentioned him at the very beginning. Shere Khan is a character in the jungle who kind of wanders around the jungle and sometimes goes different places. And all the animals in the jungle are afraid of him. So let's find out more about that. Baloo knew that Bagheera was right, but he hated to see his young friend go. The next morning, Baloo and Mowgli were deep in the jungle, heading toward the man village. Mowgli wondered where they were going. Baloo gulped.
I need to take you to the man village. It's where you belong, he tried to explain.
Mowgli was angry. You said we were partners, he yelled, running away. Lost and alone, the boy encountered Kaa again. You must trust me in order to stay in the jungle, hissed the snake.
But Mowgli didn't trust anyone anymore. He found a quiet place to sit and cry when Shere Khan appeared. And now that you can see him in the picture, perhaps you can tell our friends. We know that Ka is a boa constrictor. We know that Baloo is a bear. And we know that Bagheera is a black panther. But what is Shere Khan?
A cheetah.
No, he's not a cheetah. He's
a lion?
No, he's not a lion. One more time, Link. Do you need help?
A tiger?
Yup. He's a tiger. In this this picture doesn't help make it that clear, actually. But yes, he is, in fact, a tiger. He is orange and black. That's what those colors are.
What is he in the movie?
In the movie, he is a tiger. A big, gigantic, very scary tiger. Let's see. I'm not afraid of you, Mowgli declared. He picked up a stick and prepared to fight, but he didn't realize how fierce Shere Khan was. Suddenly, the tiger lunged at him with sharp claws and teeth. No! Cried Baloo, running to his rescue. He grabbed Shere Khan's tail and stopped the big tiger in midair. Lightning streaked across the sky, causing a fire nearby. Mowgli picked up a burning branch and tied it to Shere Khan's tail. The mighty tiger ran for his life. Baloo was lying still on the ground, and Mowgli tried to wake him up. When Bagheera strode into the clearing, Mowgli looked to him for help, but Bagheera feared that Baloo was dead and told Mowgli that he must be brave, like Baloo.
Oh, Baloo, sobbed Mowgli.
I'm all right, little britches, called Baloo. I was just taking five, you know, playing it cool.
He was okay. Whew. I was worried for a minute. Were you worried? Yeah? Oh. Yeah, in the picture, it might look like something real sad has happened, but voila, look at that. There's a big old grin on his face. He's happy and he's okay. Okay.
The two embraced happily. Then Mowgli heard a strange voice singing. Climbing a tree for a better look, he saw a girl, and she was beautiful. He had never seen another man cub before. Baloo and Bagheera watched him follow the girl. They could see that he was happy.
Let him go, urged Bagheera.
And Baloo knew it was the right thing to do.
I still think he could have made a great bear, he said.
And I kind of feel like he might have, don't you? He certainly had the energy for it.
No.
No? You think he was better as a human? Or a man cub? That's kind of another way of saying little boy. Man is a generic way of saying human. Human. Mm-hmm. And man cub is another way of saying a little human. So a child. Yeah. And that, my friends, is the...